Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel. We are in the middle of the sugya of trying to find out the source that the Rosh Hashanah LeMalchei Yisrael is Aleph B'Nisan. In our daf, we will see also that the Rosh Hashanah LeMalchei Umos HaOlam is not in Aleph Nisan, it is in Aleph Tishrei, as we will mention Lekamon. In the middle of this whole sugya, we have the famous Drashas Chazal regarding the Milchemes HaKnani with Klal Yisrael before they even entered Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Vayishma HaKnani Melech Arod, Mashmuo Shoma, Shoma Shemeis Aharoin, Venistalku Anone Kovoid, Vekosovur Nidna Reshus Lihilochem BeYisrael. The Knani heard that Aaron HaKoyen passed away, and the Anone Kovoid that protected Klal Yisrael were removed, and therefore he thought that that he has a Reshus to fight Klal Yisrael, but he was wrong, and Klal Yisrael had a great victory over the Knani. Tosfos says, Dibor Matchil Vayishma Knani, that really this Knani is not Knani, it is Amalek. And they dressed up like Knani, they disguised themselves, and they changed their Ksus Veloshoin, and they wanted to make sure that Klal Yisrael will not destroy them, and that is why they dressed up like a nation of Knani. Lemaise, there's an interesting Mechloikis Rashi in Tosfos regarding this Rasha. And Tosfos simply accuses Rashi for not being medakdik bepirush chumash. Tosfos says, "V'nira de'me'ahu de'mas ei kodorish de'ime'ahu de'chukas ha'meforesh de'shama ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim ve'Rashi loydak bepirush chumash." What does Rashi mean? What does Tosfos mean when he says that Rashi loydak bepirush chumash? And what will be the pshat in Rashi? So the Ma'aseh, in order to understand this Tosfos, we have to see the psukim. The Ptira of Aharon HaKohen and this Milchemes Knan is mentioned in the Torah twice. One time in Parshas Chukas, the Torah describes at length the Ptira of Aharon HaKohen, how he passed away in Hor Hor. The Torah mentions, Vayiru kol ho'edo ki gova Aharon, Vayivku es Aharon shloishim yoim. Klal Yisrael were crying over Aharon. And right after that, it says, Vayishma HaKnani melech arod yeshiva negev ki vo Yisrael derech ho'asorim vayilochem be'Yisrael. This is the Milchama that our Gemara is mentioning, and it is mentioned right after the Petira of Aharon HaKohen. Another time that the Torah mentions it is in Parshas Maaseh. The Torah describes the whole list of the Masois of Klal Yisrael, and within the list of the Masois, in Pasuk Lamed Ches, it says, Vaya al Aharon HaKohen el Hoyer Hohor al Pi Hashem Vayomos Shom, and the next Pasuk says, Vayishma HaKnani Melech Arod Vuhu Yoishiv Banegev Be'eretz Kenaan Bevoi b'nei Yisrael. So there are a few differences between Parshas Chukas and Parshas Maaseh, as one could notice already. In Parshas Chukas, it says, first of all, what did the Knani hear? Vayishma haKnani kivo Yisrael derech asorim. B'Parshas, that means the Klal Yisrael are getting close to where the Knani or the Amaleki lived, derech asorim. On the other hand, in Parshas Maaseh, it does not mention that they heard kibo Yisrael derech asorim. And even more so, in Parshas Chukas, it says, Vayilochem beYisrael, vayish mimenu shevi. In Parshas Maaseh, it just says, Vayishma haKnani melech arod, vehu yoyishev b'negev b'eretz knan, bevoi b'nei Yisrael. It does not even mention the war that they started with Klal Yisrael. Now, what Tosfos means to ask on Rashi in Parshas Chukas brings Drashas Chazal, this drasha that we find in our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel, and Rashi says, "Vayishma Knani Shoma Shemis Aharon V'Nistalku Anonei Kovoid K'deise B'Rosh Hashanah." Now Tosfos has a problem with that, and Tosfos says that Bepashtis, the drasha of Chazal, that the Knani heard the Istalkus of the Anonei Kovoid, and therefore they felt that it is the right time to fight Klal Yisrael, Chazal are not darshaning their drasha from the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. The drasha is really from the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. And Tosfos explains, "V'nire de'me'ahu de'maseh kadorish de'ime'ahu de'chukas ha'mefarish de'shama kibo Yisrael derech ha'asorim." How could Rashi bring the drasha of Chazal on the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh? Over there, the drasha does not fit because the pasuk over there explains to us what was it that the Knani heard. Vayishma haKnani kivo Yisrael derech ha'asorim. He heard that Klal Yisrael are getting closer to his area, to his territory. Therefore, says Tosfos, the drash of Chazal cannot be on that pasuk. Mashmo shama ubo. The pasuk teaches us what they heard, what the Knanim heard. They heard the Klal Yisrael are getting closer. It must be that the drasha of Chazal is from the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, because in Parshas Maaseh it does not mention those words Vayishma Haknani Kivo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. It only says Vayishma Haknani Melech Arod. It does not say what they heard. And on that, according to Tosfos, Chazal darshin that Mashmu Shamau Bo. What did they hear? They heard the istalkus of the Anane Hakovoid. As a result of the Ptir of Aharon HaKohen. So this is the kasha of Tosfos and Rashi. Why does Rashi bring the drasha of Chazal in Parshas Chukas? Really, it belongs in Parshas Maaseh. Now, Tosfos' kasha on Rashi is really a big pele, and there are two kashas on Tosfos. One kasha the Maharsha already asks, how could the Maharsha ask on Rashi that the drasha of Chazal does not fit in Parshas Chukas, because over there the pasuk explicitly explains what was it that the Kanani heard? They heard Kivo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. If that is so, Tosfos should ask on himself also, how could Chazal darshin on the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, Mashmu Shama Uba Shama Shemes Aroin, since those two wars are describing the same war, how could Chazal ask Mashmu Uba? They could open up the pasuk in Parshas Chukas and they could read that Shama Kivo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. Therefore, says the Maharsha, he does not understand what benefit does Tosfos have by explaining that Chazal darshin it from the pasuk in Parshas Chukas, from Parshas Maaseh. It is true that in Parshas Maaseh the Torah does not mention what the Kanani heard, but the Torah already told us in Parshas Chukas that they heard Kivo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. Therefore, the Maharsha says that it must be that the drasha of Chazal is not based on the fact that the Torah does not describe what the Kanani heard. Of course, the Torah does mention what the Kanani heard. The drasha of Chazal is based on the fact that right after the Ptira of Aharon HaKohen, the Torah mentions this milchama. It must have some sort of a relationship. The Ptira of Aharon HaKohen was a cause for this war, and that is the source of the drasha of Chazal. And therefore, says the Maharsha, this is no kasha on Rashi, because really, the drasha of Chazal is from the fact that the Torah mentions the milchama of Amalek in two places right after the Ptira of Aharon HaKohen. But lemaisa, there's even a greater kasha on Tosfos, and that is that Tosfos simply is ignoring Rashi in Parshas Maaseh. When we open up that pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, where the Torah again describes the Ptira of Aharon HaKohen, and the Torah says, Vayishma Haknani Melech Arod Vehu Yoishiv Baneged Ve'eretz Knan, Rashi over there says, Mikan lelamed choshemisas aharoin hi hashmuo shenistalku anonei kovoid. He brings the drasha of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So how could Tosfos accuse Rashi for not being medaktik because Rashi brought the drasha of Chazal on Parshas Chukas? It is true, Rashi did bring it over there only to describe what was it that the Knanim heard. But really, Rashi also mentions the drasha of Chazal in Parshas Maaseh. And according to many girsois in Rashi in Parshas Maaseh, Rashi says over there, Mikan lelamedcho. Rashi tells us that really the real drasha of Chazal is Mikan. It's from Parshas Maaseh and not from Parshas Chukas. So maybe Rashi also was bothered by the kasha of Tosfos. How could Chazal be medaktik from Parshas Maaseh? Their drasha of Mashmu Shama Abo. Over there, the pasuk already describes Kibo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. And therefore, Rashi in Parshas Maaseh says, Mikan, their drasha of Chazal is Mikan from Parshas Maaseh, where the pasuk does not mention Kivo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. And if that is so, why did Tosfos ask on Rashi? Tosfos should have looked in Parshas Maaseh and he would see, and they would be able to see that Rashi really brought that the Ikar Drasha of Chazal is from the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, exactly like Tosfos understands it. Some of the Mefarshim in the Chumash of Yud Aleph Mefarshi Rashi want to answer this kasha on Tosfos. How could Tosfos say that Rashi lo yidok b'feirush HaChumash because Rashi brought Drashas Chazal in Parshas Chukas? Rashi also repeated the same drasha in Parshas Maaseh. So what's Tosfos asking on Rashi? So they want to say that according to Tosfos, the two wars which are described in Parshas Chukas and Parshas Maaseh are not the same war at all. Even though in both of the places it says Vayishma Haknani, the Torah is talking about two separate wars. One time the Kanani fought Klal Yisrael because they heard that Klal Yisrael are getting closer to them. Kivo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. And that is the war which is described in Parshas Chukas. In Parshas Maaseh, the Torah is talking about a separate war. And over there, it doesn't mention what was the reason for the war. It only says Vayishma Haknani. And therefore, Tosfos is of the opinion that Drashas Chazal is only referring to the war in Parshas Maaseh. And it is not referring at all to the war in Parshas Chukas, and that's the Pshat and Tosfos Kashan Rashi. Why did Rashi bring Drashas Chazal on the war, which is described in Parshas Chukas? Over there, the Torah tells us that the reason for the war was Kivo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim, and Drashas Chazal is not to be applied on that war, only on the war in Parshas Masei. But obviously, Rashi himself held that these two wars are the exact same war; they're just mentioned in two separate places, and therefore Rashi chose to bring Drashas Chazal in both places. There's one last aura in this inyan, is the aura of the Re'im and the Sifsi Chachomim. They had a gear, so in Rashi, in Parshas Masei, Vayishma Aknani, Mikan lelamed cho shemisas aharoin hi hashmua shenistal ko anana yakovoid. The girsa is Mikan, which means that the source of the drasha is Mikan, is from the pasuk in Parshas Masei, and not from the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. And they both ask, what is the reason that Rashi says that the drasha is more from the pasuk in Parshas Masei than the pasuk in Parshas Chukas? And they say that when you see the pasuk in Parshas Chukas, there's a long description of the ptira of Aaron HaKohen, and the Torah describes not only the ptira itself, but also the fact that Klal Yisrael cried over Aaron HaKohen, Vayiv Koisei Kol Beis Yisrael, Shloishim Yoim. Explained the Sifsei Chachomim and the Re'im, from the pasuk in Parshas Chukas, there is no raya that what the Knani heard was the histalkos of Anan Yaakovoid, because I could have understood that what brought them to fight Klal Yisrael was the fact that they heard the crying of Klal Yisrael. They heard that Klal Yisrael are crying for 30 days, Klal Yisrael are now down, they're not in a high spirit, therefore they feel it is an appropriate time to attack Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Rashi in Parshas Masei says, Mikan elamedcho. In Parshas Masei, the Torah doesn't even mention the fact that Klal Yisrael cried. The Torah only mentions the ptira itself of Aaron HaKohen, and the Torah right away after that says, Vayishma haKnani melech harod. And therefore, that is a raya to Drashas Chazal, that what the Knani heard wasn't the fact that Klal Yisrael are crying, it was only the fact of the ptira of Aaron HaKohen, and that is the histalkus of the Anoni HaKovoid that protected Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Chisda lo yishonu elo lemalchei Yisrael, ava lemalchei umo yisa oylom mitishrei maninan. Only to Malchei Yisrael we count their years from Aleph Nisan, but Malchei umo yisa oylom, the non-Jewish kings, their years of Malchus are counted from Aleph Tishrei, and the Gemara brings a very long drasha in order to prove that Malchei umo yisa oylom mitishrei maninan. The Gemara does not explain what is the reason for that. Why is that so, that the count of Malchei Yisrael is Minisan and the count of Malchei Umos HaOlam is Mitishrei? The Ran, Leshitosai, explains, according to the Ran in Daf Beis, there was no real reason for the Takana of Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim to begin with. The Ran argued with Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos held that without the takana of Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim, there would have been a problem of Shtar Me'uchar and Shtar Mukdam, as we have learned in Daf Beis. The Ran holds that really there was no problem that would have happened if we would have counted for each Melech according to the day that he became king. But nevertheless, the reason why Chazal made a special Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim was in order that we will always remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, and also because the actual Malchus of Israel happened because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. By the very fact that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim and they weren't Avodim anymore, that eventually led to the ability of Klal Yisrael to have their own king. And therefore, we count the years of Malchei Yisrael from Aleph Nisan in order to remember what allowed us to be able, what enabled us to have our own Melech from Malchei Yisrael. Says the Ran, and that is why we only count for Malchei Yisrael Minisan and not for Malchei Umo Yisrael Oilom Minisan. And the Ran asks, if that is so, why do we have Bechlal a special Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim for Malchei Umo Yisrael Oilom? Why don't we simply say that the years of the Melech, Mimalchei Umo Yisrael Oilom, will begin and will end from the time that the Melech was appointed, and whenever that date comes about, we will add another year to the count of the Melech? Says the Ran, the reason for that is because Chazal had a chashash that there might be one of the kings of Malchei Umo Yisrael Oilom which will become king on Aleph Nisan, and if we will count for that king the years of the Melucha of that king from Aleph Nisan, because that is the day that he became a king, people might be mistakenly thinking that we count also the years of Malchi Yom HaSa'olam Me'Aleph Bin Nisan. They will see that this king, his years are counted from Aleph Nisan, and they will think that Rosh Hashanah LeMelochim of Aleph Nisan is not only from Malchi Yisrael, it is also from Malchi Yom HaSa'olam, and therefore Chazal chose to have a different Rosh Hashanah LeMalchi Yom HaSa'olam, and that is Aleph Tishrei. Now the Ran does not explain, okay, we need a separate Rosh Hashanah for Malchi Yom HaSa'olam, but why does it have to be Davka on Aleph Tishrei? The Ritva says that the reason why Malchei Umo Yisraelom, their Rosh Hashanah is from Aleph Tishrei, that follows the opinion of Rab Lezer that Mitishrei Nivra Ha'olam. And since Mitishrei Nivra Ha'olam, therefore the Rosh Hashanah of the Melachim is Aleph Tishrei. The Ritva does not explain, what does that mean? Why is the fact that Mitishrei Nivra Ha'olam enough of a reason that the Rosh Hashanah of the Melachim will be on Aleph Tishrei? So the Shem Mishmuel on Parshas Vayakel says, he brings the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the world was created b'tishrei or b'nisan, and he says that elu va'elu divrei Elohim chaim, there are two separate, so to speak, qualities of the world which were created. There is oilam hateva and oilam hanes. The Oilam HaTeva was created on Tishrei. The Oilam HaNeis, the world, and the Hanoga, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Al Pi Neis, Shaloim B'Derech HaTeva, that Hanoga was created on Nisan. Therefore, says the Shem Yishmuel, that is why the Rosh Hashanah of Malchi Yisrael is Aleph B'Nisan, because Klal Yisrael, their whole Kiyum is Al Pi Neis. Their Kiyum is a miraculous Kiyum, and therefore they belong to the Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Nisan, which was the creation of the Oilam HaNeis. On the other hand, Umo Yisraelom, that their Kiyum is Al Pi Teva, their Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah of Briyas HaOilam Al Pi Derech HaTeva. Another interesting pshat, the Ritva says, the reason why Malchei Umo Yisraelom, why their Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei, and this is the Lashon of the Ritva, Inami, Sheboy ha'oilom nidoin, uboy asidim lekabel es hadin. The reason why we count for Umo Yisraelom from Aleph Tishrei, because this is the day of Yoyim Adin, and that will be the day in the future that they will be mekabel, their din, their punishment, those kings who did not treat Klal Yisrael properly. We find the exact opposite shot in a sefer called Sifsei Chachomim on Rosh Hashanah. The Sifsei Chachomim explains that since the whole reason why we write the years of a melech on the shtar is Mishum Shloim Malchus, as we saw already on Rashi in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and that is to show that we respect and appreciate the king or the kingdom that rules at the time. Therefore, in order to show them how important they are in our eyes, says the Sifsei Chachomim, we change the years of the melech on our most important day, which is Aleph Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. And when they see that the count of their years is changed in the most important days to the Jews in Aleph Tishrei, that shows how important they are in our eyes. And through that, that promotes Shaloi Malchus between us and the Melech. There's an interesting sugi in our Daf and Daf Gimel regarding whether the Torah mentions the days of the week. We find that the Torah in many places mentions all kinds of dates of events that happened throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. And the question is, does the Torah ever mention the day of the week that something happened? The Gemara brings the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer that says that the Raya that Rosh Hashanah LeMelochim of Malchei Yisrael is Be'Aleph B'Nisan is from the Pasuk. It says in Divrei Hayomim, Vayochel Livnois B'chodesh Hasheni, B'sheni, B'shnas Arba Lemalchusoi. Shlomo HaMelech started building the Beis HaMikdash B'chodesh Hasheni, B'sheni. The Gemara explains, Mai Sheni, Lav Sheni Leyerach Shemoinim Boi Lemalchusoi. The second word, when the Torah when the Navi uses the word Basheni, after the Navi already said Bachoidish Hasheni, that is referring to the second month of the Melech, of the king of Shloime HaMelech, and that is a raya, since Bachoidish Hasheni, Choidish Ior, is also referred to as Basheni, as the second month, that is a raya that we always count for Melochim from Aleph Nisan, and therefore the Choidish Hasheni, Choidish Ior, is also considered Chodesh Hasheni leMalchusoi, since the count begins from Aleph Nisan. The Gemara says, Matkif lo Ravino ve'eimo Sheni b'Chodesh, and the Gemara says, Imken Sheni b'Chodesh behedi haveksiv bei. Ve'eimo b'Sheni b'Shabos, maybe when the Pasuk says, b'Chodesh Hasheni b'Sheni, the Pasuk is not referring to the number of the months of the Melech. The Pasuk is simply telling us that the building of the Beis HaMikdash started on Monday, Basheni in Yom Hasheni Bashabos, in the middle of the week. Says the Gemara, Chado deloy ashkichon sheni Bashabos dechsiv. We don't find in the Torah a description of a date referring to it as Sheni Bashabos, as the second day of the week. Ve'oid maki sheni basro l'sheni kamo, ma sheni kamo choydesh af sheni basro choydesh. Since the first time that the Pasuk mentions Sheni is referring to the second month, b'chodesh hasheni to chodesh iyar. So also the second word, when the Pasuk says b'sheni, it is referring to the second month, which means the second month from the time that we count from Elohim, from Aleph Nisan. Now regarding this statement that the Gemara says, deloy ashkechon sheni b'shabos dechsiv, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, and the truth of the matter is that already in the Yerushalmi has a kasha on it. How could we say that the Torah never mentions the days of the week? The Pasuk in Bereishis says, Vayi ere vayi voiker yoim sheni. So we see that the Torah does refer to a specific date as the second day of the week. The Yerushalmi says, Ein lemeidin mibriyosoi shel oilom. Which means that we cannot bring a raya from Brias Ha'olam, because even though in Brias Ha'olam we do call Yoim Sheni, we describe a day as being the second day, still, this is not a raya to the rest of the Torah, and in the rest of the Torah we never describe a day by the day of the week, only by the day of the month, or other descriptions, but not by the day of the week. Now the Yerushalmi doesn't explain, what does that mean, Ein lemeidin mibriyosei shel oilom? Why is it so that in Brias Ha'olam the Torah does describe the day as Yom Sheni? Tosfos Dibur HaMatchil Sheni b'Shabbos explains, Kloimar, Delav HaShabbos Koi, Elo Shehoyo Yom Sheni libriyosei shel oilom. Even there in Pashas Bereishis, when the Torah says, Vayihi erev vayivoyker Yom Sheni, the Torah does not mean to say that it was Yom Sheni b'Shavua, Monday. It is true, it happened to be on a Monday, but when the Torah says Yom Sheni, the Torah means to say that it was the second day of creation, the second day that ever existed in the world. So therefore, even there, we do not find a date in the Torah which is described and related to by the day of the week that it happened. The translation of Yom Sheni over there simply means the second day of creation and not the second day of the week. Now, the Achronim already explained the Maariz Chayis, and other Achronim explained that Rashi answered the kasha of Tosis, the kasha of the Yerushalmi, in a different way. Rashi, Dibur HaMatchil Sheni b'Shabbos loy Ashkechon, says, Sheni b'Shabbos loy Ashkechon, deksiv beikro, dehodar beikro b'Sheni. Rashi means to say that when the Gemara said that we never find a description of a date by the day of the week, the Gemara means to say that since over here it uses the word Sheni twice, B'chodesh Hasheni, B'Sheni, that we never find in the whole Torah, that when we use the same word, and the second word is referring to the day of the week. Therefore, it must be that B'Sheni is not referring to the day of the week, it is referring to the second month. And in Brias Ha'olam, it is true that we find Vayer Vayvoyker Yom Sheni, but over there, the word Sheni shows up only once, therefore it is not a raya to our sugya. In the Rishonim, we have a few other explanations in this Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi that brought a kasha from Vayera Vayvoyker Yom Sheni against what we said in our Gemara, that Sheni b'Shabbos loy Ashkechon. The Ritva explained that it is true The Pasuk Vayehi Erev Vayevoker Yom Sheni is referring to the second day of the week. But over there, the Torah, Kivyochel, didn't have a choice. Over there, weeks and months didn't exist yet. So the Torah couldn't have said, Basheni Bachoidesh. There wasn't yet a month in the world. These, we're talking about the first days of the creation of the world. So therefore, over there, the Torah never didn't have any choice but to call it Yom Sheni, referring to the second day of the week. But in other places in the Torah and the Tanakh, where the Torah could describe a date by the day of the month, the Torah will not say the day of the week as a description of a time and a date. Another pshat we find in the Rashba. The Rashba says, the first pshat he says, like Tosfos, that Sheni Bashabbos over there in Bereishis is not referring to, Vayere Vayverkayim Sheni is not referring to Sheni Bashabbos, it is referring to Sheni Lebriyosei Shel Olam. And says the Rashba, Inami lehashmiya ma nivra b'yoyim sheni lehavdiloi mimaisei yoyim shlishi. The Rashba is saying it is true. The Torah over there in Parshas Bereishis does describe a date by using the day of the week that the event happened. But that is because the Torah has a reason to do so over there. The Torah in Parshas Bereishis is giving us a list of all the things that were created on every day, every single day of the creation. Therefore, over there it makes sense that the Torah will tell us, Vayehi Erev Vayevoker Yom Sheni, this is what was created on Yom Sheni. And on Yom Shlishi, something else was created. Therefore, that is not a kashit to what the Gemara said over here by us, that the Torah never uses a description of a date by using the day of the week. Because by us, we're simply discussing something that had nothing to do with the day of the week that it happened. The beginning of the building of the Beis Hamikdash is not related to Monday more than any other day. Therefore, it must be that when the Navi in Divrei Hayomim says, "Bachodesh Hasheni Basheni," he is not referring to the day of the week, but rather he's referring to the second month of the Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech. Now, by this Rashba, we could answer a kasha of the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes over here on Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel asks, how could the Gemara say that the Torah never describes a date by the day of the week? We find in Parshas Beshalach, when the Torah describes the Yerida of the Mon to Klal Yisrael, the Torah says, "Vayehi bayoyim hashishi loktu lechem mishne." So we see clearly that the Torah is describing a date that something happened, and the Torah uses the day of the week, "Vayehi bayoyim hashishi." So how could the Gemara say that we never relate to a specific event by the day of the week? Says the Sfas Emes, maybe we could say, Delava Shabbos koi eloshishi leyeridas hamon. Could be that over there, when the Pasuk is saying Bayoim Hashishi, it really is not referring to Friday. It is referring to Yoim Hashishi leyeridas hamon, which means that the month started falling on a Sunday, and Yoim Hashishi leyeridas hamon, loktu lechemishne, they had a double portion. But says the Sfas Emes, later on in the same parsha, it says again when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to explain to Klal Yisrael how the system of the mon will work. And the Pasuk says, "Bayoyim hashishi, re'u ki Hashem nosa lachem es ha-shabos, bayoyim hashishi lechem yoyimoyim." And over there it is clearly not describing the sixth day of the mon. We're talking later on. And the Torah says that every time, and on Friday, Klal Yisrael will get two portions of man. So we see that the Torah is describing a specific event, the fact that two portions of man will fall from heaven, and the Torah describes it as Yoim Hashishi. Therefore, ask the Sfas Emes, how could our Gemara say that we never relate and describe a date by the day of the week? Now, the Maaseh, this Sfas Emes is a pele. Based on what we saw in the Rashba, the kash of the Sfas Emes lichura doesn't begin. The Gemara does not mean to say that we never find any description, any mention of the day of the week in the Torah. We saw already in Parshas Bereishis, the Torah says, "Vayehi erev vayevoker yom sheni yom shlishi." And as the Rashba explained, when there is a specific reason to mention the day of the week, when it is necessary, of course the Torah could mention the day of the week. All the Gemara is saying by us is that when there is no special significance to the day of the week, the Torah will not generally relate to a date by the day of the week. But when there's a reason to mention something that happened that is significance to mention that it happened in a certain day of the week, of course the Torah will mention what day it happened. Therefore, in the Kash of the Sfasemis over there, we're discussing the Yiridas Haman. Over there, of course, the Torah wants to say that point, that on Friday, Klal Yisrael will get Lechem Mishneh, a double portion, and on Shabbos, the Mon will not fall. So over there, of course, the Torah has to say Yoim Hashishi. That is when you will get two portions, and therefore, the Kash of Sfasemis is Torah Iyun Godoil Le'eis Ato. So just to give a quick summary, our Gemara says that when the Pasuk says B'chodesh Hasheni B'Sheni, it cannot be talking about the second day of the week because we never find that the Torah describes a date by the day of the week. The Yerushalmi asks that in Parshas Bereishis we already find V'yi'ere V'yivoyker Yoim Sheni, and the Yerushalmi says Ein Lemeidin Mibriyasei Shel Oilom. We found a few pshatim in that Yerushalmi. According to Tosfos in the first pshat of the Rashba, The Pasuk does not describe the day of the week, Yoim Sheni. The Pasuk is saying, Yoim Sheni li Briyasei Shel Oilam, the second day of creation. According to the Ritva, the Torah didn't have a choice in the description of Briyasei Oilam because the Torah couldn't have mentioned the day of the month because the months were not created yet. Therefore, the Torah had to mention the day of the week. According to the second pshat of the Rashba, The Gemara never meant that the Torah will never mention the day of the week. Of course, when it is necessary, the Torah will mention the day of the week. Only when there's no real significance to the day of the week that the event happened, there the Gemara says that we never find that the Torah is relating to a specific date using the day of the week that it happened. And we saw that according to Rashi, when the Gemara says, Sheni b'Shabbos lo ashkechon, the Kosev Yikra, the Gemara means to say that we never find two repetitive words, Basheni, Basheni, that the second one is referring to the day of the week. The Maharitz Chayes and other Achronim have a strong he'ora from our sugi, from our Gemara on the Shita of the Ramban in Parshas Yisroi. The Ramban in Parshas Yisroi explains that when the Torah says, Zohar Yisroi Mashabbos Lekadshoi, there's a special mitzvah to count the days of the week based on Shabbos, which means we count Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and that is because Yom Shvi is Yom HaShabbos. And the Rabban goes and explains that our count is different than the count of the Goyim. Shehagoyim moinin imeh HaShavu al Hashem hayomim atzmom, yikru lechol yoyim shem bifnei atzmoy, al shemos hameshorsim, kanoitzrim, o shemos acherim sheyikru lohem. All the other nations have different ways of calling the days of the week, either just random names or names that are based on their avodah zarah. V'Yisrael moinim kol hayomim l'shem Shabbos, echod b'Shabbos, sheni b'Shabbos, kizu min ha-mitzvah shenitztavenu boi l'zochroi tomid b'chol yoyim. According to the Ramban, zochor yisim ha-Shabbos l'kadshei means that we will remember all the days in the week, we will remind ourselves of the coming Shabbos or the Shabbos that had passed, and that is why we call all the names of the days of the week Echod b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, and they do not have a specific name. He brings it from the Mechilta. The Mechilta says Zochar Esyoim Hashabbos Lekatzoy. Rabbi Yitzchok Omer Loi Tehei Moine Kederch Sha'acheri Moinim Ella Tehei Moine L'Shem Shabbos. As we explained, the count of the days is based on Shabbos. The Maharitz Chayes and other Achonim ask if the Ramban is right, and as he learned in the Mechilta, that there is a special mitzvah to mention the names of the week, Echod b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos. Our Gemara says that Sheni b'Shabbos loy ashkechon. We do not find throughout the whole Tanakh a description of a specific date referring to the days of the week. And according to the Ramban, it's really hard to understand why not. If there's a special inyan to say Echod b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, in order to remember that the count begins and ends from Shabbos, why doesn't the Torah ever use that count of the days of the week and to say that specific events happened in Echod b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos, Chamishi b'Shabbos, in order to remind us this special day of Shabbos to show that we always count from and until Shabbos? I saw brought down in the Sefer Peiros Te'eino an interesting teretz on this kasha, and he says that when the Ramban says that there is a special mitzvah to remember Shabbos by counting Echod b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, The Ramban means to say that when a person is in the middle of the week and he mentions today is Echad b'Shabbos, today is Sheni b'Shabbos, that will remind him of the coming Shabbos that is about to come. He knows that after Chamishi and Shishi b'Shabbos, Shvi b'Shabbos will come, and that will be Yoim HaShvi, Yoim HaShabbos. That is the Pshat of the Ramban. There's no special inyan to mention events that already happened in the history and to say that they happened in Echad b'Shabbos or b'Sheni b'Shabbos, because that won't remind anybody of the Shabbos of that time, because that Shabbos already passed a long time ago. The only mitzvah is nowadays, whenever we mention a day, to say that this day is the first day leading up to Shabbos and the second day leading up to Shabbos, and that is the mitzvah according to the Ramban. There's another fascinating sugya which is related to our Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara describes the story that happened with Hanania, that got a message from Hanani from Yerushalayim that the choymois of the ear are prutzois, and the Gemara described how it was hard for him to go over to report to the king. In order to understand these events, it is important to know the background of the history, which is learned from our Gemara and the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We all know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Malchus Bavel, and the Golus was for 70 years between Beis Rishon and Beis Sheni. The way it worked was that 52 years after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, Malchus Paros conquered Malchus Bavel, and they became the ruling kingdom in the region. And Malchus Paros, according to Chazal, was in the area, ruling around the area of Eretz Yisrael for 52 years, 18 years before the building of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, and 34 years into the building of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, which means in the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, 34 years were under the ruling of Malchei Paras, until Alexander, the great Alexander Moikdoin, conquered the Malchus of Paras, and the Malchus of the Yevonim started. So it was Bavel, and then Paras, and then the Yevonim. Now Chazal teach us that there were four Melochim to the Malchei Paras. The first one was Daryovish Hamadi, then Koiresh HaParsi, the famous Koiresh that allowed Klal Yisrael to start the building of the Beis HaMikdash. After that came Achashverosh from the story from the Megillah. And the last one was the Daryovish or Koiresh Artachshasta, which is mentioned in our Gemara. This is the last king, and the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash started in his times. How did that happen? In the times of Koiresh, 17 or 18 years before the Beis HaMikdash was actually built, he allowed Klal Yisrael to go and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and a group of people led by Zerubbabel came to Eretz Yisrael and they started building the Beis HaMikdash. After that, Soinei Yisrael sent letters to Melech Paras, and the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash was stopped, and they did not finish the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash throughout the whole days of Achashverosh, until the last king of Malchei Paras, which is the king we mentioned before, Daryovish HaParsi, or Koiresh Artachshasta. This is the last king, and he allowed Klal Yisrael to go back and build the Beis HaMikdash. And they started building the Beis HaMikdash, and they finished the building of the Beis HaMikdash in the sixth year of his Malchus. But even though they built the Beis HaMikdash, they still did not build the walls of Yerushalayim. The Choymos HaIr were still Prutzim. And that is the description in our Gemara. 20 years later, Hanani sends a letter to Nehemiah, which was still in the Golos, describing that the Choymos HaIr are Prutzois and they need help. Now the Gemara brings the pasuk in Nehemiah that says, "Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim la'atarshascha ha'melech, Yain lefonov vo'eso es ha'yain vo'edno lo melech ve'loi ho'isi ra lefonov. Vayoimer li ha'melech madua ponecha roim ve'ato in chochoyle ein ze ki im ra leiv roya leiv vo'iro harbe me'oid." And Nehemiah was very scared from the king. Vayoimer la melech ha'melech le'oilom yichye madua lo yoreu ponay asher ho'ir beis kivroi savoisai chorevo usheroa uklu bo'esh. Basically, Hanani goes and gives the report to the Melech, but before he does that, the Melech sees that his face is ra, ponecho ro'im, And he told him, you are not sick. Ein ze ki imro yalev, something is wrong over here. And the pasuk says, vo'iro harbe me'oid, that Nehemiah was very afraid. Now, the Gemara does not explain what exactly happened over there. What was it that Nehemiah was afraid of? And what was it that the king was telling him? Madua ponecho roim ve'ato eincho choile. So there's a beautiful pshat in the Maharsha. The Maharsha in Chidushi HaGodis says that what happened over there is that the Yerushalmi says, and Rashi brings it in Asar Yuchsin, that the reason why Nehemiah, his other name was also called Hatarshasa, is because Nehemiah had a special heter shtia. Nehemiah got a heter from the Chachamim to drink Yain Shel Nochri, and the reason for that is because the Melech always used to drink from the hands of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a Sar HaMashkim. He used to offer the drinks to the Melech. And the rule was that in order to make sure that he did not put any poison in the drinks of the king, he had to drink beforehand, and only after that the Melech used to drink after him. So Chazal allowed Nehemiah to drink Yain Shel Nochri, and that's why he was called Heter Hatar Shoso, which means Heter Shoso, Heter Shtio. Now, our Gemara brings the pasuk, when Nehemiah heard the terrible news from Yerushalayim, from Hanani, the way the gates of Yerushalayim are burnt and the wall is destroyed, he did not want to drink the wine. He did not want to be drinking wine in the time of Avelus, and that's why he offered the wine to the king without drinking it beforehand. And that is what the king told him, Madua ponecho roim, says the Maharsha. Roim means that you did not drink wine. When a person drinks wine, is considered leiv toiv, like it says in the Megillah, ketoiv leiv hamelech bayoin. And the melech accuses him, Madua ponecho roim, why aren't you drinking the wine? You are not sick, you are able to drink the wine. If you are not drinking it before you offer it to me, maybe you are trying to poison me. And on that, it says in the pasuk, "Vo'iro har be'me'oid." Nehemiah felt that the melech might kill him, suspecting that he is trying to poison the king, and therefore he davened that Hashem will help him. And he explained to the melech, to Koresh, to Artachshasta, what is the reason why he decided not to drink, and that is because he was be'avelus over the terrible news that he received from Yerushalayim, from Hanani. I just want to end off Bekitzur Nimrots, that there is a sugya which is not really discussed in our Gemara, but it is good to know at least Bifchinas Dama Shetoshiv L'Apikoiris. I mentioned before that the Malchus of Paros was existing for only 52 years, 18 years before the building of the Bais Sheni, and 34 years into Bais Hamikdash Sheni. This opinion is brought down in the Brais of Seder Oilam Rabba Ois Choftes. Now, this doesn't fit well with the history which is studied nowadays by modern historians, and this history is based on ancient Greek historians, and many of the Sfarim discuss this seeming stira between the Braisa, the Seder Olam Rabba, that says that Malchus Paras existed for only 52 years. On the other hand, The ancient historians claim that the Malchus of Paros existed for over 200 years. And there seems to be a discrepancy of 169 years between the history which we learn from Divrei HaKadoshim of Chazal and the history which is brought down in the ancient historians. The Rav Seadia Goin already in Emunos V'Deiris Perek Ches mentions it. And he is meramez that the historians made a mistake on purpose, because by adding many years to the Malchus of Paros, they were able to translate and explain one of the psukim in the Tanakh, that the psukim are referring to Yeshu HaNotri. They had an agenda, and that's why they added many years. On the other hand, there's another discussion about it in the Abarbanel in Ma'ineh HaYeshua, Perek Beis Posuk Gimel. The Maharal in Be'er HaGoyla also mentions this discrepancy between the 52 years that Chazal give to the Malchus of Paras and the many more years that are described by the other historians. And the Maral brings the Sefer Me'or Einayim from Rabbi Azaria min Ha'adoimim that claimed that Chazal had a mistake in their count, and the Maharal attacks him in a very harsh way, and he says we cannot say about Chazal that they had a mistake. They obviously knew what they were writing, and he has a whole way of resolving this discrepancy and explain what Chazal meant when they gave 52 years to the Malchus of Paras. There are other many discussions regarding this stira or this kasha on the Seder Olam. There's also a famous Yesoid, which was brought by Reb Shimon Schwab Zatzal, Ve'en kan amokim le'arich, anyone who wants to be me'ayin could find the Marim Mekoymus.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.